Welcome to the Old Time Radio Westerns. I'm your host, Andrew Rines, and let's get into this episode. This episode is going to be The Lone Ranger. Original air date is April 24th, 1944, and the title is Sam Bass. Let's get into it, and I hope you enjoy.
With the speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty hi-yo, Silver, the Lone Ranger. With his faithful Indian companion Tonto, the masked rider of the plains led the fight for law and order in the early western United States. The stories of his strength and courage, his daring and resourcefulness have come down to us through the generations. And nowhere in the pages of history can one find a greater champion of justice. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past and the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse Silver, the Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on! Silver! Hurry, big fellow! I'm Silver! Hooray!
It happened one afternoon in the summer of 1870. No one on the main street of a sleepy little Indiana town noticed anything unusual about the five horsemen who pulled their mounts to a halt at the hitch rack in front of the bank.
Oh. You wait here, Cal. Keep your eyes peeled. When we come out, we're going to come running.
Sure, Murph, I know.
All right, boys.
All right.
Certainly, no one suspected a bank robbery. Least of all, the sheriff, who dozed under a wooden awning nearly a block away. Or the young housewife, who chose that particular moment to cross the street. They were as surprised as anyone else when the afternoon's calm was suddenly split by the roar of six guns.
Here, Cal, take this.
Yeah.
Hit the leather, boys. Let's line out of here. I'll sling enough lead to cover you.
Get out of here. Come on.
In a little house at the edge of town, a doctor worked all night trying to save a life that hung in the balance. It was almost daybreak when he walked out onto the porch where an anxious man stared into space.
Doc, is that you?
Yes, Sam.
Molly, is she going to be... No, she isn't. You wouldn't look at me that way.
Well, it's having to say things like this that a Doctor hates the most.
Then she... You mean Molly's gone?
I was going to call you, Sam. But one minute she was asleep and the next...
It's all right, Doug. She wouldn't have known I was there anyway.
I think you know I did everything humanly possible to save her.
Sure.
You see, she was caught in a crossfire. Bullets from both the outlaws and the sheriff's guns.
I understand that. Why did it have to be Molly? Lots of other people were on the street, too. They didn't get hit.
There's no accounting for that, Sam.
Hey, Molly. Go on. I feel like bawling, but I can't.
I know, Sam.
Killed by two kinds of bullets. The laws and the outlaws.
Sheriff said he was pretty sure that it was Jim Murphy's gang. He was out with a posse now trailing them.
Yeah. Jim Murphy. That's a name I'm not likely to forget. Any more than I'll forget law dogs and their itchy trigger fingers.
You're bitter, Sam. I don't blame you. I wish there was something I could do to save you.
Look. Look, Doc. Over there to the east. You can see the tip of it back in those hills.
You mean the sunrise?
It's a lot more than that. At least it is to me. And Molly used to feel the same way about it. We always figured that every sunrise is just like a promise. The way it pushes back gray and purple, changes them into red and gold, is a promise that everything's new. No matter what happened last night, we all have another chance today.
You're right, Sam. Never heard it expressed exactly that
way. So I'm taking that chance, Doc. And I'm matching it with a promise to myself.
What do you mean?
Just as soon as everything's settled. I mean about Molly. I'm leaving this town for good.
Leaving? Why, Sam, what about Johnny, your little boy?
Johnny's too young to know what's happened. And Molly's sister can raise him better than I could.
But you...
Because I'm going to be busy keeping that promise. Someday the sun's going to rise and find that I've evened a three-cornered score.
I don't understand.
Between me, the law, and an outlaw.
That man's name was Sam Bass. True to his promise, he left Indiana a few days later and never returned. Several years passed, during which a young boy grew into manhood.
Hey, boys! Look who just walked in. It's Charlie Tanner.
Hey, hi, boy!
Hi! Set him up, bartender. The drinks are on me.
Where you been, Charlie? Ain't seen you in almost a year.
Guess you gents heard about the gold strike out in the Black Hills?
Yeah.
That's where I've been. Deadwood.
Yeah? Well, from the size of that poke you're carrying, you must have made a strike.
I did, all right.
Say, Charlie, is there really as much gold out there as they say there is?
Plenty of gold. No doubt about that. And if you're lucky, you can stake a claim. The tough part is getting out of there with it.
What do you mean?
Owl hoots, road agents. The hills are infested with them. The stage from Deadwood to Cheyenne has held up almost every trip.
Well, what's the matter? Ain't there any law out in that country?
Sure, but they can't be every place at once. And some of those outlaw hombres are tough. One of the worst gangs is... Say!
What's wrong?
Just happened to remember. The gent who's robbing the worst bunch of all used to live right in this town. Yes, sir, that's right.
Who do you mean?
A critter named Sam Bass.
So Sam ended up on the owl route, huh?
Sure. He and another hombre named Joe Collins are the toughest...
Hey, Charlie, wait a minute. Not so loud.
Why? What do you mean,
Johnny
not...
Bass. Sam's kid is standing right over there. Yeah, he heard you. Here he comes.
Hello, Tanner.
Don't believe I know you, kid.
You don't know my dad, either. Well, you'd better stop talking about him.
Yeah? Who's he?
Sam Bass.
If I were you, kid, I'd keep my mouth shut about being related to an outlaw.
That's a lie.
Listen, I've seen him. Nobody can tell me that Bass ain't
an
outlaw.
I'm telling you. But I don't think words are enough. So So I'll try this.
Oh, no! Why, you dirty little...
He's pulling the gun. Out the floor, boys. Lead's gonna fly.
Fill your hand, kid, cause I'm gonna make you...
No, you not shoot him. Young fella not have gun.
Who's the redskin?
I don't know.
Never saw him before.
Out of my way, Injun. I'll
shoot him. You shoot him, and me shoot you.
Now listen, redskin, I know you're trying to help me, but there's no need of you getting...
Tonto not like see unfair fight.
What's the matter with all you gents? Are we going to let one redskin hold the drop on all of us?
Look, Charlie, I'll gun the crowd.
That's it. Burn them down.
The lights. Who shut out the lights?
Was it you that did that?
Mick, you stay with me. We get out fast.
There they go. The redskin and Johnny are sneaking out the side door.
Come, me have horse.
But I haven't got a bronc.
Come, carry double. Quick, up you come.
Get
him up, Scout!
Hold, Scout, hold on the hole. Hold on the hole.
Oh. Guess we lost him, all right. Sure, thank you for helping me out of that spot. If I'd have known Tanner was packing a gun, I never would have swung on him. But he made me so mad when he...
I heard you right up, Tonto. You seem to be in a hurry.
Hey, what the... Mast!
Big Peller and Cafe try to shoot him. Me stop him.
Good.
You must be the engine's part.
Yes, that's right.
This is a funny one.
Why?
I got into a fight because a loudmouthed hombre said my dad's an outlaw. Next thing I know, I'm tied up with a couple of them.
Tonto and I aren't outlaws. What's your name?
Johnny. Johnny Bass.
And your father must be Sam Bass.
Yeah. Well, how'd you know?
Seems as though I've heard his name somewhere. Is this town your home?
It has been. But my aunt died about a week ago, and after what happened tonight, I think I'll head out.
Which way, Johnny?
Well, I don't know. Maybe south. I hear that Texas is a good place.
Tell me something, Johnny. How long since you've heard from your father?
I've never heard from Dad. Direct, I mean. He used to write letters to Aunt Verna all the time when I was growing up and send her money.
I see.
She said he was doing some kind of special work out west someplace. From the way she talked, I figured he was working for the government.
Maybe.
But I know he's not an outlaw. No matter what anybody says. He couldn't be.
Here, Silver. Ready, Tonto?
Wait a minute. You haven't told me how you happened.
Steady, big fella. I think your idea about going to Texas is a good one, Johnny. There's great country down there for a young fella like you.
Sure, but all of this doesn't make sense. The Indian helps me out of a fight. Then we ride out here to meet a masked owl hoot that asks a lot of questions.
Now don't worry about it. The important thing for you to do, Johnny, is keep the idea you were fighting for tonight.
Come on, Silver. Get him up, Scout.
It was one night in the late spring of 1877 that six horsemen reined up their mounts near the railroad right-of-way, not far from Big Springs, Nebraska.
Who there? Who there? Who there? Well, this is it, boys. That westbound train ought to come around the bend any minute now.
I suppose it don't stop, Sam. How are we going to get...
Listen to Quint. I'd like to see a train try to jump that 3-foot log me and Mac threw across the track.
It'll stop all right. The important thing for you all to remember is to keep those masks on. There's no telling who's riding that steam contraption. We can't take any chances.
You're right, Sam.
Mac, you, Slim, Quint, and Bill, keep the engineer and fireman quiet.
All right, Sam.
Be sure to make them draw the fire out of that engine.
What about me, Sam?
You and I'll head for the express car, Joel. If there's any money aboard, that's where it'll be.
Yeah, but...
Here she comes now. Let's ride.
Right, get up.
Oh, hold on, easy, hold on. King Osabe, why are we...
Look, Tonto, just beyond the rise. That's a westbound train. Left Big Springs over 30 minutes ago. And there's no reason for it to stop here unless... Listen, that sounds like a holdup. We've got to... Come on, Silver, come on, scout!
The curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger story. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments. To continue our story. As the Lone Ranger and Tonto urged their horses at top speed toward the stalled railroad train, the sound of gunfire increased.
You're right. It is a holdup, Tonto.
Ah!
We'll head for the... No, wait! Oh, Silver, ho!
Oh, ho, Silver, ho!
Sam Bass his gang! I know them horses anywhere!
The express car! Get back there before... Oh!
Kimasabi, you hear that? Them say Sam Bass.
Yes, Tonto, I heard. I didn't expect to find him so soon.
What we do?
The train guards seem to have the situation pretty well in hand. Unless some of Sam's gang reach the express car before...
That them? Them get way. We trail them?
Yes, we'll...
Look! There's two more of them! See the white horse in the paint? Trail them!
Trailing outlaws, we'll have to wait till later, Tonto. Those guards have our range. Come on, Silver!
Get them up, Scout!
It was many miles to the south and almost daybreak before Sam Bass and his outlaws pulled their tired horses to a halt.
Who they? Who they? We'll hole up here for the day. Get some sleep and give the horses a rest.
I can't figure it. We had a tip there wouldn't be a single guard riding that train. The minute it stops, up pops about 40 of them.
Look, that's all. In this business, you've got to take it as it comes. Spread out my blankets, will you, Joel? I'll be back in a minute.
Where's he going?
Same place he always goes this time in the morning. Off by himself to watch the sun come up.
Yeah, and if you ask me, that's what's wrong with this outfit. That's why our luck's running out. What kind of a top gun slick is he? Sneaking off to watch the sun.
Listen, both you gunnies can check out any time you want to. I'm sticking with Sam.
While he wastes time watching the sun come up?
No matter what he does.
Two weeks later, found the Lone Ranger and Tonto in a well-hidden camp not far from Denton, Texas.
I can't understand it, Tonto. That United States Marshal we tipped off in Dallas should have closed in on Sam Bass long before this.
Outlaw stay in hideout cabin 4 days now.
They weren't so near the town of Round Rock we could wait. But I'm afraid they'll... Tonto, help me with the disguise.
What you do?
If I can't stop Sam Bass any other way, I'll join him.
I don't like this country. Too many lawmen sneaking around.
Well, I haven't found us so far. Except that one Jasper you and Quint stumbled onto this morning. I guess there's no chance of him talking.
Not the way we left him. And here's the critter's badge to prove it.
Yeah, let me see that thing. United States Marshal, huh?
Me and Quint were lucky to see him before he saw us. The question is, why was he nosing around here in the first place?
Lawmen are always nosing around.
No, they ain't. Me and Quint don't think so.
What do you mean by that?
I mean Sam. Sam Bass is double-crossing us.
His years as an outlaw had taught Sam Bass to be cautious. He trusted no one but himself. Yet as he walked slowly along a trail that led to the hideout, he doubted the evidence of his own eyes. Suddenly, a tall, bronze-faced man, dressed in nondescript clothes, appeared beside him, almost by magic.
What the... Don't reach for your gun, Sam. I have you covered.
Where did you come from?
I've been waiting here for you, behind this tree.
Lawman?
No. When the law catches up with you, Sam, I won't be part of it.
Then who are you? How do you know who I am?
A lot of people know who you are. And I might be someone pretty handy with a gun who's looking for a job.
Oh, gunslinger. Why didn't you say so in the first place? How'd you know I was here?
Trailed you.
Well, I guess you do move mighty quiet. And you handle that Colt like you knew how to use it.
I do.
I might have a place for a gent like you.
Good.
Me and the boys are figuring on a little bank job near here. Maybe you'd like to cut in.
Where is it?
Little town called Round Rock.
Oh, yes, I've been there.
The boys have looked it over. They say if we move in late at night, it'll be a cinch.
How about the law? You know the sheriff over there?
But that won't make any difference.
I do. He's a young fellow. Only had the job a short time.
Yeah.
His name is Johnny Bass.
I don't know. What?
You didn't expect that, did you, Sam?
Johnny. My Johnny, Lawman. I can't believe...
His aunt died. He came down here. Round Rock needed a sheriff. So he got the job.
I don't know what to say. I wonder if Johnny knows...
I don't know him very well. But I can tell you this much. He refuses to believe his father's an outlaw.
You know, I'd give a lot to see that kid.
How much?
How much? What do you mean?
Would you give a few years of your life?
A few years? Oh, I see what you mean. Then you are a lawman.
No, Sam. I can't arrest you. The only lawman in this territory is a United States Marshal from Dallas. Johnny would never know anything about it unless you wanted him to.
Why should I do that? I've got a score to settle with the law and with another owl hoot like myself if I could ever find him.
That's up to you. Knowing Johnny, I thought his father would think more of his son's opinion than settling an old score.
Yeah.
Think it over, Sam. Then, if you decide I'm right, meet me here tonight. We'll find the marshal.
Maybe. I don't know.
I'll be right here, waiting for you.
It was several hours later when Sam Bass returned to the outlaw hideout. He was deep in thought and wholly unprepared for the reception that awaited him.
Hello, Mac. Quint. Where's Joel?
Joel took a trip, Sam. He won't be back.
What do you mean?
Free, Sam. Yeah. It's a 45 that's nudging you.
What the...
Now, Sam, if you want to turn around, you'll see the gent that's taken your place with his outfit. Jim Murphy.
Murphy! I've waited a long time to meet the back-shooting hombre.
Watch out, Jim. He's going to
throw. No, he ain't. There's nothing like a gun barrel alongside his head to cool off an army that wants to fight.
Yeah. What'll we do with him?
Leave him here. Ain't worth wasting a bullet. Now, how far away is this bank job you were telling me about?
Round Rock. We can be there inside of an hour. Come on.
When he awoke a short time later, Sam Bass didn't know how long he'd been unconscious. He remembered being hit with a gun barrel, and dimly he seemed to remember something else. A tall masked man and an Indian bending over him, dressing the wound on his head and slipping something into his pocket. But the most important thing he remembered was a shortcut back trail to Round Rock. He lost no time in following it.
Hit it, boy.
When he reached the town, Sam had no way of knowing that a trap was already set for outlaws that he was following. As he dismounted and moved along the deserted street, he sensed rather than saw them approaching the bank.
Murphy! Quint! Mac!
What the... Look!
It's Sam.
Reach for your guns, boys. This is it.
Burn him down.
Sam knew he was hit because he felt sharp stabs of pain on his left side and shoulder. But he kept on shooting, slowly, deliberately, making sure that every bullet found its mark. Finally, when his guns were empty, he was suddenly very tired. He sank to the ground.
Hey, Sheriff, who was that?
I don't know. We had a trap all set for those owl hoots, but this man stepped in ahead of us.
Mighty slick shooting, if you ask me. All three of the varmints are dead.
Yeah, he saved us a lot of trouble. Here, help me carry him over near that fence.
Yeah.
And call a doctor.
Doc says there ain't much hope for him, Sheriff.
Yeah, I know. Wish I knew his name.
There ain't no mystery about that. It's the same as yours.
What do you mean?
That man's Sam Bass, the outlaw.
Sam? Why, that's my father's name. And he's not an outlaw.
I don't know anything about that. This gent is...
Hello, Johnny.
Why, you are my dad, aren't you?
You should have let me know where you were, son. I'd have come around sooner.
But I didn't... I mean...
It's almost daybreak, isn't it, Johnny?
Why, sure, but...
Well, you do me a favor.
Why, sure. What is it, Dan?
Help me sit up.
Easy.
That's it. I want to see the sunrise... Just once more. Thanks, Johnny.
Dad. Dad.
He's gone, Sheriff. He went down fighting.
You've got to admire an armory like that, even if he was an outlaw.
You're both crazy. I tell you, this is my father, and he wasn't an outlaw. Wait, I'll bet there's something in his pockets that prove he wasn't. Here, look at this.
Well, what is it?
A badge. A United States Marshal's badge. That's the kind of work Dad must have been doing.
Hey, Sheriff. What's on that piece of paper? That was in his pocket, too.
I don't know. It looks like a note of some kind.
What's it say?
A man's true worth is measured... by what he does for someone else. And it's signed, The Lone Ranger.
The story you have just heard is a copyrighted feature of The Lone Ranger Incorporated.
This has been a presentation of OTRWesterns.com, and we hope you enjoyed. Please take some time to like and rate our shows in your favorite podcast application. Follow us on Facebook by going to OTRWesterns.com/Facebook. Join in the conversation by going to OTRWesterns.com/Discord. And don't forget to send us an email, podcast@OTRWesterns.com. This episode is copyright under the Attribution, Non-Commercial, Share-Alike copyright. For more information, go to OTRWesterns.com/copyright. Have a great day, and again, thanks for listening.